Well, welcome everyone. This is Mary Getten. I'm glad to be here today. Sakara was going to lead this meditation today, but she's having sort of a rough time right now with chemo, and she just wasn't up to it. So I'm going to be stepping in for her today and leading this meditation. And I'm just really grateful that everyone is here today to participate. It seems like it's just really a time when we all really need to come together and work together for the planet and humanity as a whole. And a few weeks ago, I received an email from someone in Australia letting me know about a toxic algae bloom that's really devastating the southern coast there. And they were asking that we do something for that in this global water healing meditation. And I thought, yeah, we should. You know, it's been going on for months, and it's killing dolphins and fish and rays and shellfish, you know, all kinds of marine creatures. And it's sort of, you know, basically shutting down the whole ecosystem there. And I know the effects of these toxic blooms. I've lived through a few of them in Florida, and it's really awful. So I would like us to focus our love and healing energy today on all the waters of the world, but we're going to spend a little time, especially along that southern coast of Australia. But before we do that, I'd like to share a message that I got from Granny way back in 2014, not too long before we started these meditations. And I ran into it the other day, and it feels like it's time for us to hear it again. So here's what she said. It is now time for humans to step into their greatness. You are way bigger and more powerful than you know, and it's time to stop pretending. You can change things in the world, in your life, in yourself. Own your power and take action to create the life and the world that you desire. We whales are holding you in our hearts. We have a vision of peace and love, clean water and air, food aplenty, and balance and harmony. Now go make it happen. So that's something we need to keep reminding ourselves, especially in times like right now where a lot of things look pretty bleak. So we have more power than we know, and it's time to use it. So let's close our eyes and take a few slow, deep breaths. That's right. Keep breathing and feel yourself becoming calm and relaxed in body and mind. Deep breathing will take you to a very quiet place inside. That's right. Just keep breathing and going deeper and deeper to that place of quiet and stillness. Allow your consciousness to dive deeply. You are calm, peaceful, and safe. You are now standing on the shore of a beautiful ocean. The sand is wet and cool on your feet, and the sun shines gently on your face. A warm, soft breeze brings the scent of flowers to you. And you know that all is right with the world. You look up at the clear blue sky as a flock of birds flies overhead. Take a deep breath and feel the sense of peace and contentment that fills you. As you look out to the horizon, you notice something shimmering on the water. And as the shimmer gets closer, you realize it's a pod of dolphins and a group of whales. They come close to shore, only 50 yards out, and they swim back and forth in front of you. The dolphins and whales are asking you to join them. You dive or walk into the water and swim out easily to the group. And your very own cetacean guide greets you. It might be a dolphin, an orca, a humpback, or a gray whale. Maybe a sperm or a blue whale. It doesn't matter. Spend a moment really connecting with this guide who has come for you and get to know each other. Your guide asks you to crawl onto his back so that you are lying with your heart above his heart. If your dolphin or whale has a large dorsal fin, position yourself a bit to the side so you can put your cheek on this fin and let your arms stretch out down his front flippers. This cetacean is going to take you deep into the ocean. You feel totally at ease and comfortable as you begin to travel, holding on to your dolphin or whale. The water flows easily across you. You can breathe and see perfectly as you swim deeper and deeper, past all kinds of fish, rays, turtles, and other marine creatures. It really is a wonderland in the sea, filled with sparkling beings you may have never seen before. Enjoy the ride as you continue to dive deep. Up ahead, you notice a slight glow. And as you get closer, you see a crystal palace all lit up, sitting on the bottom of the ocean. It emanates the most beautiful light, and the structure itself is translucent. Your dolphin or whale glides right up to the steps of the palace so you can easily slide off his back. And you notice that other cetaceans are arriving with everyone from our group. We have all found this magical crystal palace. And as a group, we climb the stairs and enter. From the entry, you see that there are many different rooms opening off the main hall. Each room contains a different type of healing instrument. They may be wands, crystals, candles, sound instruments, or something else. And let yourself be guided to the room that calls to you. Now go into this room, and inside you'll find some healing instruments. And take a moment to choose two that you will take with you. And you can pick any two you like. And hold these instruments and feel their loving, healing energy. Tell the instruments that you want them to send loving, healing energy to the waters. And ask your instruments if they have any message or instructions for you. It's time to leave the Crystal Palace now with your healing instruments and find your cetacean guide. Crawl onto his back and get ready to travel again. We are leaving the depths, rising up and heading to southern Australia. We are a beautiful gathering of humans and dolphins and whales of all types moving swiftly through the ocean together. It's so fun and inspiring to look around and see everyone coming together for a common purpose. The dolphins and whales slow down as they sense we are close now. And it's time for us to disperse as our guides take us up and down the coast of the areas affected by the toxic algae bloom. Your guide will know when you've reached the spot that is perfect for you and your instrument. Now that you've arrived at your spot, take a moment to connect with just one of your healing instruments and let it know that this is the area you would like it to do its special work. Now plant your instrument there. It might go to the bottom or float. Whatever it does is perfect and correct. Now watch your instrument and see what it does. It may light up and begin shining, sending light in every direction, or it may make a sound or music to infuse the area. It might do something completely different. Just watch and observe and make note of what it's doing. See or feel the energy that is coming out of your instrument and spreading far and wide. Now begin to flow your own love and healing energy into this area. And your dolphin or whale guide is doing the same. We are combining human, cetacean, and the healing instrument's energy into a powerful force. It's now filling and flowing across all of the southern Australian waters. Keep flowing your love and healing energy out into the water. Notice that the water there is now infused with all of these different healing energies, and that the water is becoming clear, vibrant, and pure. See the life coming back into these areas with great vitality. Notice that the creatures are coming back, the fish, the dolphins, the turtle. The marine ecosystem is coming back into balance, perfectly healthy. Clear, clean, and vibrant. It's time now to leave this area, but you're going to leave your healing instrument there So it continues to do its work. So climb back onto your guide's back with your remaining healing instrument and ask your guide to take you to a place that you love or a place that needs special attention and healing energy. And off you go, gliding easily through the water, traveling to your next destination. Oh, it looks like we're all arriving at our next spot. So take a moment to connect with your remaining healing instrument. And again, let it know that you would like it to do its special work in this area. Land your instrument there and let it go wherever it does. Whatever it does is perfect and correct. And again, watch your instrument and see what it does. Is it shining? Is it sending light? Or is it sending sound or music to infuse the area? It might do something completely different, but just watch and observe and make note of what it's doing and see and feel that energy that's coming out of your instrument and spreading far and wide. Now begin to flow your own love and healing energy into this area. Your dolphin and whale guide is doing the same thing, and we are again combining human, cetacean, and the healing instrument's energy into a powerful force. And it's now filling and flowing into these waters. And notice that the water there is now infused with all of these different healing energies. And see these energies expanding and becoming larger and stronger. They're moving across the ocean or whatever body of water you are in. And sense that these energies are connecting with the energies from the rest of our group. And they're now covering the entire planet. See those energies moving across the planet, connecting with the other healing energies. Every drop of water on Earth is pristine, vibrant, and full of life. And hold this vision as you continue to send your love and healing out into the world. It's time to leave this area now, but know that both of your healing instruments are going to stay in place and continue radiating their healing out into the water. So we're going to be going back to our original beach. And you can feel your body on your cetacean's back as you start swimming to take you back to your beach. And as you glide easily through the water, look around and notice how beautiful everything is. All the water you're traveling through is vibrant and clear, pristine. All the creatures are healthy and happy and plentiful. Everything looks and feels as if it's in perfect balance. And notice how peaceful and calm you are, and the love and joy that fills your heart. Arriving back at the beach, it's time to say goodbye to your cetacean guide. tell him that you'll meet again to continue this healing journey together. There is nothing more powerful than this merger of human and cetacean. And you're able to use it whenever you wish, for yourself, for each other, and for the world. So slowly slide off the back of your whale or dolphin friend. Swim back to shore. Walk out onto the beach and turn to wave at your guide. And notice the glow of iridescent light that emanates now from the water. And see that that glow actually encompasses the earth. Everything is brighter and more sparkly now, in the sea and on the land. You're coming back now to this reality, coming back into your body, your physical body sitting in a chair. That's right, we're back in our rooms. We've left our whale and dolphin guides and come back into our bodies. So wiggle your toes and fingers and arch your back. Stretch a little bit. Coming back fully into this reality and opening your eyes. So, is there anybody who would like to maybe share just a little bit about what happened for you, or something about your healing instrument, or what your instrument was doing? I'd be very curious to see what these instruments look like and what they might be doing. And so if so, just *6 to unmute yourself and tell me your name.
Hey, Mary, this is Ajit Khalsa from
Hi.
I'm up in Maine now. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
So much. I'm great. It was my two instruments were shells. One was like an abalone shell, and then
wow.
The other was like a sort of the white big like a conch shell. And when the
uh-huh.
last time I put it in the water, it began to spin and spin like this very fierce spinning, like spitting up all the sand. It was very black where I went. And it was just like taking all of the debris away. It was very
wow.
powerful. I almost sort of had to get out of the way of the sand because I was like, oh. I sort of got floated.
Wow,
up in
it
the air.
Created like a yeah, it was like a tornado.
Like
a
vortex,
huh? Yeah.
Yeah, and then it just sort of sunk and then became very, very luminescent. And that was the
wow.
second one. And the abalone first one was more like I really tuned into the Reiki energy, and it was very silvery and luminescent.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one in Australia. And my whole body
wow.
was like vibrating, and I could feel it also getting larger and larger and, until it sort of just turned into luminescence, and then it
wow.
sort of settled back and like sunk. So
it was cool.
So, you know, I've never in my life swam with the dolphins yet, like in this reality, and so I feel you know, I was up in Washington State for that little time, and I never saw the
mm-hmm.
orcas, but I do feel the ocean. And so maybe
yeah.
one day, but I'm so grateful
yeah.
for you. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be
oh,
here.
Oh, you're welcome. That sounds like it was a fabulous journey you had there. Yeah.
Yes. Many blessings.
Cool. Yeah, same to you. Wow. Is there somebody else?
Yeah. Tom from Michigan. I live by Lake Superior. So the water is still pretty clear except for some of the PCBs and things we got in them. But so I directed it toward Australia and Puget Sound because I keep hearing about this mother orca who keeps losing her babies. She's lost two of them. So I use highly focused ultrasound and I thought of why don't we use rebroadcast humpback whale sound, because that's supposed to be very good at purifying water. They use it in Japan to clean up the filthy tap water when nothing else works. Or that's what I heard. Somebody did an experiment. Hashimoto, or one of those people, did an experiment that seems to work. So why do we not record and broadcast humpback whale sound? I also heard something, saw something strange on the internet to the effect that the whales are not singing so much anymore. Well, why in the world would they not be singing?
Another question. I don't know that I buy that.
I don't buy it either, necessarily.
I don't buy it. It's kind of some weird thing going around. And Gordon is down with the humpbacks right now, and they're singing like crazy. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I checked in with her on that, and she said, "Nah, I was with singers yesterday, so don't worry about that."
But anyway, that might work.
And humpback sound, cool. Lake Superior, that's good. We got to get it everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Tom. Is there somebody else?
Yeah, Jillian. Here in Cornville, and I just want to share some images. In the Crystal Palace, I was taken into a room that actually had a very beautiful kelp algae. Very, very, very vibrant, very, very healthy, very, very, very luminous. And the instrument that came was an ultraviolet light. Like a violet light. And when my cetacean was a whale, and I first connected with him through the eye, and the eye had like the whole in it. And when we went to the South Australia, we actually flew there. We were and traveling above the waters, and the impression I got was that the algae, toxic algae bloom, is actually an attempt at purification. And I could see the heat in the little sharp little whatever on the surface of the water, and then suddenly there was what I've learned from the tribes at the heart of the world is a negativity sink. This negativity sink underneath the water opened, and all of it got sucked down into the negativity sink. There are places on Earth where the Earth herself is capable of transmuting and pulling in negativity, but we have damaged the places with our activity. And so, but that's what appeared, and in the wake of that, then all of you started. That's when you started talking about all the healing, right, happening, and I could see the waters clarifying and the coral coming back and little fish starting to feel. Appear again. And the second place I was taken to was actually in the Northern Seas. And I wanted to ask you, Mary, if there are birthing places like where do the whales calf usually? Because I feel like I was taken to a place where the whales calf, or I kept seeing embryonic whales. And
interesting.
So I don't know that scientifically. I mean, if there's a knowledge of that,
there are certain whales. Yeah, there are certain whale species way up north, like the bowhead whale or belugas, narwhal, that don't go to warm waters to birth. You know, they stay up in the cold waters. But humpbacks, gray whales, all those guys, they usually go to warmer waters. But there are those northern ones who never leave that area. So that could be who you were connecting with.
I think so. When you said beluga, I got an energy hit on that. And what I saw was that the falling glaciers, you know, like these big chunks of ice that are all the cooling and the is disturbing their ancestral birthing place. And so
that could be.
So the healing was to it had to do with the place of emergence of that whale species. I don't exactly understand what the healing was, but there was some safekeeping is the word that wants to come in of that particular portal through which that species emerges. And the colors shifted for it was again the instruments that I was shown was rays, colors, and they were beautiful peachy oranges and reds.
Wow.
They were coming in to safeguard the suspended embryonic whales.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very powerful. Yeah.
It was, I knew and, I had to call today.
Yeah, I guess. You have to do that work with those northern whales. And, you know, we don't have to understand, you know, how this healing is working. It's just, you know, holding that vision that it is. We can never figure these things out.
Right.
Yeah. Fabulous. Thank you for sharing that. Very interesting. Mm,
thank you for holding space. Yeah, for everyone on the call team.
Yeah. A good group.
Yep.
Is there anybody else that would like to share something?
Yes, this is Saskia from the Netherlands.
Thank you, Saskia, for
the beautiful healing meditation. And I started standing on the beach of an ocean that was very rich in life. And there were lots of different shells on the beach. There was seaweed on the beach. Before you mentioned the birds, I already saw lots of birds walking at the beach near the water. And then later we entered the Crystal Palace, and I noticed a certain area in the brain. That's the third brain ventricle and the hypothalamus, the pituitary, and the pineal glands. They are called the Crystal Palace in the in Taoism. So I actually went into my brain. I thought there was the Crystal Palace, and I really saw lots of crystal there. And the instrument that I got was a huge, something like the size of a small melon, a faceted crystal sphere, and the facets were triangles. And when I went with the instruments to, my cetacean was a golden dolphin. And to get the dolphin, I went to the south coast of Australia. And there, an enormous amount of white light started flowing from my instrument, from the crystal sphere. And this white light brought everything in the ocean ecosystem back into balance. So the amount of algae decreased, and there was a lot more plankton, there was a lot more fish. So the dolphins and the whales had more food to eat. And so the whole ecosystem came into balance. And after that, I was in a very, very deep meditation, I think almost sleep, but I saw lots of oceans after that were also treated by the instruments. And then we came out of the meditation. Yeah, so thank you. It was a beautiful experience.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for letting us know about your sphere. That sounds really cool. Is there somebody else that would like to share something before we wrap it up?
Hi, Mary. It's Bonnie Pearl.
Oh. Hi, Bonnie.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
Okay. Oh, thanks. I just wanted to say I'm just so amazed by what Satya said, because I had a very similar experience, only it was a crystal rather than a crystal sphere. And many years ago with Archie, I took a journey to the Crystal Palace with my golden dolphin, Gracie. And Gracie stood up. And so she stood up and she said, "Don't be afraid. Go. I want you to swim in and go into the right chamber." And when I did that, I witnessed myself at that time being a sculptor and carving some kind of stone, which to this day, I don't know if it was crystal or some kind of larimar, but it was just a beautiful validation to being a sculptor in this lifetime. So during your journey,
wow.
I went back there, and my instruments were crystal. But this time, also on a call with Dolphin Heart World, someone said to me in one of our breakout sessions, she said, "You have a blue whale guide." So I had never met my blue whale guide until today. And so all of a sudden, I was with a blue whale this time. And I wrote on that was a female, and she was smaller. And she, well, for a blue whale, smaller size.
Yeah.
And she told me her name was Pearl, which is amazing, because my Pearl is my dog in this lifetime and now. And so Pearl and I, we went to Southern Australia and lit up that crystal the same as Satya talked about. It was this beautiful white light of healing. And I saw a grid. All of us were connected to that grid of white light over that area and just healing it. Is healing. And then I was journeyed back to the Cape Cod waters where I am right now, and the second crystal. I actually stopped along the way. I don't know if this was part of it, the rules, but I went to three places. I stopped along the way where my sculpture studio is in that bay in Bristol, Rhode Island, and I lit that bay up, and then I carried that crystal here to connect. And so it was a beautiful journey, and I'm very grateful to share it with you all.
Oh,
and to,
great.
And to meet my blue whale guide named Pearl.
Yay! Now you know your blue whale Pearl.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Super.
Yeah, and I can still feel that light just going out and clearing that algae.
Yeah.
And helping those cetaceans and beings who live there.
Yeah, I can feel it too. I mean, I feel that energy moving.
My whole body is busting right now, feeling it. So I'm very grateful to all who are on the journey with me today and to all of you. Thank you. Thank you, Mary.
Well, good. Now you got to go spend some time with your blue whale. That'll be good. Get to know her better.
Okay. Maybe you can help me later on if you want.
Okay. Okay. All right. Take care.
Bye. You too.
And there was
this is Alan.
There was somebody else who...
Go ahead. I had a singing goal for Australia, and it kind of floated midway, and it sent out, at first I saw blue light, then red light, then it combined into a violet fire light. And it also sent out sound frequency. And so that's going and going and going. And so that started transmuting everything. And then the second one was a tuning fork. And I went to Florida, but then everything kind of went all along the southern coast of America. And that also did a similar thing. And I forgot to say this, there's sacred geometry symbols that were also going. So we had light, sound, sacred geometry going in all these places, and then it interconnected with what everyone else was doing and just blanketed all the waters of the earth. And the message I got was, every time I use my crystal singing bowls and fork, that I imagine it's going out in all the waters as well. Thank you so much.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. Thanks.
Well, go ahead. It's Jillian from Bend, and to sing with the singing bowls, it was interesting. My instrument, one of my two healing instruments, was a hand pan, and I don't know if you know what that is, like steel drums, right? And so I had this hand pan, which was a little cumbersome to put on.
I was going to say, that must have been hard to hold on.
We figured it out. It all worked out, but that was a fun challenge. And then when it was so interesting, because to Tom's point about the whales, what happened to my... and they're singing, what happened with my hand pan was that it immediately rose above and was hovering. It didn't want to add metals to the ocean, so it rose above. And then the most magical thing happened. It started playing its tones, and the whales started singing with it. And so it was like, and they met between the two. I know, between the two elements. So it was like the whale song was rising above, and the hand pan music was coming from above, and they met in the middle and made this beautiful sound, which was extraordinary. And Mary, I wanted to thank you for starting with that beautiful quote, reminder from Granny. And wow, I got chills the whole time you were reading it, and that message that she shared and you shared with us today about we have more power than we know and it's time to use it. Oh,
yeah.
What a way to continue the day and week and months ahead when we do need it so much. So thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. Yeah, I saw that quote the other day when I was going through some papers, and I was like, oh yeah, okay. It's time for us to remember that again. Okay, is there one last person who's got something to share before the hour's up and we got to go?
This is Michelle, and I'm also in Minnesota, so southern Minnesota, so if you're looking for a friend while you're here.
Hi, Michelle.
I just want to share quickly. I mean, I had a very similar experience also with a small crystal and a sphere. What was interesting in the beginning is that the dolphin that joined me actually had me, I would almost say, flying above the water, wanting me to look down at everything versus looking in it.
Uh-huh.
And when we got to the Crystal Palace, I was immediately drawn to the crystal room. And there were one that was small. It was like a small pendant that he put around my neck. And the second was also a sphere. And as we swam towards Australia, the pendant around my necklace like spread all through the water. It radiated out with the lights going as far as it possibly could. And when we arrived in Australia, the sphere came into play, and it said, we're going to work together just like you all can work together. And the sphere started acting almost like if you were to hang it over a chakra. And so it started spinning over that area and then spinning over the entire earth. And it went just absolutely radiating beautiful white light. And at the ends of the white light were like all kinds of, all rays of pastels that you can think of. It was absolutely stunning to be in the middle of that. And eventually there was a point where, we came to I came to an area of water that's near me. And it was a similar thing, though that one used the smaller crystal because we left the other behind. But it made sure that it somehow I knew before you even said it that it was connecting to all of the waterways of the planet. And then I found myself drifting above the planet. And it covered it in a whole circular sphere of gold light. And it said anything. I had a friend of mine say, you know, as far as the events that are going on right now, just remember to say, not on my watch. This isn't going to happen. And so that's like it flew into my head, and I hadn't been thinking about that for several days. And I thought, not on my watch. So anything you get here's your warning. If you're not inside this gold light right now, you're going to be returned to your particle state. And so this huge ray of light went out that I was not in control of, but it was absolutely stunning to watch that. And the one thing that I want to add that they reminded me of is that the crystals are inside of you. It is each of you. Each cell is a crystal if you transmit and tap into it. Transmute each cell and tap into it. Each one of your cells is a crystal, so you actually can walk out anywhere you go and be that healing force. Which I loved. And we are made of water, so that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, wow. You just reminded me of back when I did the dolphin attunements many, many, many years ago. I used to, when I would go out for a walk, I would get my dolphin energy going, and I'd see sort of this dolphin shape around me. And as I walked, I would make sure that that dolphin energy touched everybody I passed. And that it was lighting them up, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't been doing that, but we can do that when we're out in the world. We can let our crystal healing energy spread out to touch everybody that we see. Great reminder, Michelle. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. Thank you and Granny and all of you who come together every month.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. This is good. I'm so happy you're all here, and we all get to spend this time together, and I feel super energized by all those healing instruments that we all place all over the planet. So I want to thank you again for being here today and every day. And it looks like next month is October 3rd. And Rebecca Berry is going to lead the call. She's led one about 2 years ago. So she's going to be coming back and doing another one. So I hope to have you all there. So I'm going to unmute the call, and we can all have our chaotic goodbye. And until next month, blessings and love to everyone.